And we're live.
Oh, my song went over time. Sorry about that. Hello. Welcome to episode 151 of Live at the Hive. My name is Dan Nedelko.
Producer Matt Stefanich.
Hi, I'm Miguel.
And today, so fun fact, we have a webinar coming up for one of our clients. So I took my setup that has been here now for 7 or 8 months or whatever it's been.
Yep.
And then rushed into the office to get that all set up. And then I left today from the office and I was like, I left the other camera there. So I have like too many cameras. So I was able to solve it, but it looks a little bit different, a little darker. We'll fix that.
Yeah. We were also saying too, some of us with the windows and things like that, the sun's moving direction like we were talking about last week, right? So it's always adjusting the lighting now. So it's going to be a constant battle, but hey, everything's still looking good. Miguel back at the office, I see.
Yep, loving it here.
Right on. Nice. For sure.
He's got his social distancing responsible. He's got his own suite back there.
Yeah, pretty much. Eh? Everyone's got their own big room over there, I hear, which is pretty nice. Yeah. So
you can still hear Stacy laughing like across the building, though. It's pretty funny.
Well, that's just a Stacy thing.
Yeah, it's not built in code or anything.
That's right. Hey, Sashina. Hey, Stacey. Hey, April. Hello, Chad.
Hey, everyone. Wow. Everyone's trickling in. Right on.
Coming in.
Must be the Friday before Thanksgiving, right?
Well, yeah, we were, kind of anticipating maybe slightly lower than live numbers, but I have been getting feedback from a lot of people that you're watching on the replays, which is totally cool. Mm-hmm. Always good times. Well, we got 10 people. That's awesome. So feel free to say hi, introduce yourself, because today we are talking about Black Friday and holiday e-commerce strategies for small businesses with a special focus on Shopify, obviously. But it doesn't, if you don't have a Shopify store, a lot of these things, you have BigCommerce or something else like that. These principles will all apply across the board for those.
For sure. Yeah. Shopify sometimes makes it a little bit easier, but like Dan said, all these strategies, tools will definitely be able to help you if you don't have a Shopify store and you're using a different e-commerce platform. So 100%. Some good stuff to dive into. So
for sure. And if you're watching now and you know somebody that's got a small business and runs a Shopify store, any small business, you still have an opportunity to take advantage of traditional brick and mortar companies can do buy online, pick up in store, and various different types of strategies as well. So feel free, please do share it.
Yep. And if you do know someone with a small business or, someone who's looking for a little bit of help during these unprecedented Black Friday that we're about to have,
you can actually say unprecedented.
Unprecedented Black Friday.
The most overused.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. But feel free to even tag them in the chat because we're going to be dropping some really good insights and strategies for you. And if they have a pressing question and they want some advice, we're definitely here for that. So
absolutely. Digital Main Street, here we go.
Exactly. So let's kick things off. I think we just kind of, did we want to dive right into maybe some of the themes and why having a really good theme on your website is important?
Well, I think the best place for us to start is let's talk about the trends and what's happening this holiday season.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know that there are certain trends happening, but we definitely have to adapt this year compared to several other years in the past, just because the second wave is here. It's already here. It's it goes without saying. I mean, I think Toronto this afternoon and Peel region, they stepped back a stage.
They're closing down gyms again and everything like that. So it's definitely creeping up, and I think everyone kind of predicted this. So we shouldn't be surprised.
Not surprised at all.
Yep.
So I think one of the first trends we want to talk about is that two major trends that we've seen is one, obviously people are turning to e-commerce like never before, and that's partly out of necessity. And I think the second part is it's also out of fear. You don't want to go into a store that's crowded with a bunch of people you have no idea
exactly
what their status is. So the first trend is obviously e-commerce growing significantly. But the second part of that trend that's really important to focus on is the fact that consumers are wanting to shop local, buy local, support small mm-hmm. business, as opposed to necessarily, I mean, Amazon's going to be fine whether you buy from them or not, right?
Bezos will still have his smile on his face after phase two's done. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about him, but mom and pop on the corner definitely want to support them during this time for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. That's right. So those are two big trends that we're seeing. Miguel, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about micro trends, which is another, the trend is micro trends.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, that's obviously during COVID and during our isolation, a lot of our priorities changed. So a lot of our buying habits and what we like prioritize has changed. Mm-hmm. So something to keep on top of is making sure you kind of like reevaluate what your ideal customer might want now. We've seen a lot of people start buying a lot of home equipment, a lot of more athleisure mm-hmm. because we want to take care of ourselves. We also want to be comfy. And also there's been a huge rise in self-care and kind of hobbies that are supposed to be like healthy for you. So mm-hmm. just keep that in mind. Like we said it a million times, this year is nothing like anything else. So just keep that in mind that people are changing like what they prioritize.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And there's a, let me see if I can find it actually, and I'll throw it up here. Microsoft did a report on micro trends, and they're short term trends based on the situation. And so, home fitness equipment specifically, it has been a big micro trend. Casual, comfortable clothing, like sweatpants, but not just sweatpants, right? Like there's like designer sweatpants that look decent. And then I think Miguel also just pointed it out too, but health and wellness and mindfulness and those kinds of things to reduce anxiety and stress. If you can work any of those things into your product offering, I mean, health and wellness and mental well-being is something everybody could work into. Into your product
for sure. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be a physical product. I mean, if you're a local business with an online store, even maybe including like a personalized letter that you write in, just thanking people for their purchase during this time and how much it means to you, you know what I mean? And if you have any problems at all, just give me a contact and we'll be here for you, right? Just like adding something like that and a personal touch is sometimes even better than like throwing in a wellness gift or something like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. And we're going to talk about bundling versus upselling bundles, discounts versus price slashing, because that's a very dangerous place mm-hmm. for retail to be, especially given, on Amazon and on Wish, you're competing with Chinese manufacturers that have incredibly low costs and will be willing it's to tough. Do things like 70% discounts, which just don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I think at this point now, the first thing, if we talked about some of those trends, another trend that we're going to see is that holiday shoppers are going to start earlier. So you want to be there earlier as well, because you're going to run into shipping issues into December, and you got to be very careful of that. We definitely don't want to sit there and be, starting to campaign and things in December. You should be starting to campaign late October and get that moving now.
Yeah. I mean, we all remember the franticness of the mail system at the beginning of COVID, right? All the delays and everything mm-hmm. like that. Yep. Just slap down one of the busiest holidays of the year right in the smack of that, right? And it's just going to be a cause for disaster. So you want to make sure that, when people are ready to shop or like around this time, that you're ready for that. And mm-hmm. people are aware that the system is going to be, front loaded and stuff like that in the next couple of weeks. So you want to make sure that you have that on board for sure.
So the first thing I think now what we can start to talk about is the plan. So you've got a Shopify store, you've got a small business. It's October the 9th today. I would suggest if I owned a retail location, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, although it is a holiday weekend, I would get down to work and get some work done this weekend, to be honest with mm-hmm. you, to get this stuff started. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Yep. So let me just do this. So October 10th, what are the some of the first things that you should be doing in the calendar and in the schedule? Well, the first thing you want to be doing right now is hopefully you've got your customer list segmented and you understand. So if you have a Shopify store or a BigCommerce store, it doesn't matter. Go into your lists and start to segment your contact list. Who purchased what products? Start to create segments of your customers and look for some of those trends, because you want to target your customers individually for your Black Friday campaigns and your holiday campaigns. So you're going to look at things like purchase history, engagement, their persona, their cart totals, right? And try to identify your top and best customers now. And that's where you're going to start. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's really important. And I mean, look, if you already have people that have shown interest in the past years, you know, your recurring customers, recurring orders, people who buy in bulk, it's really important that, you know, you find those people within your segment, right? And you tailor messages towards them so that, you know, that they're one of the first to know that, look, I'm going to be coming out with this kind of bundle, this kind of deal, or this kind of mail service, and just letting them know firsthand can really improve your campaigns and give you a really good, strong first foot in the months to come.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so the next step, so you're going to create those segments and you're going to have, and we want you to write them down what those segments are, right? Mm-hmm. The VIPs that have purchased more than three products in the last 6 months, for example, by product and then by cart order size. And then what we're going to do, once you've got that done, oops, what am I doing here? I got all the banners going. There we go. Okay. The next step you're going to want to do, and this is going to be super important right through all of October, November, and December, social media is your silver bullet. Okay. Yep. And social media ads with custom audiences, geo-targeted to your location. It's a bit of a mouthful. But that is going to allow you to put your content and your messaging in front of your local audience well before. And then one of the other strategies in that, as you're running those, you're going to create those audiences. And the more that people interact with them, then the larger your audience is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. You're also going to want to upload your customer list, those segments that you just created, in as audiences as well. So you can reach your existing customers on social media more than just relying on the email aspect of things.
Yep, for sure. And it might sound complicated or daunting to some people. Like when you're talking about segmenting, they're like, holy geez, am I going to have to go through my entire order list, my entire, you know, customers, and kind of filter it through? There's some tools out there to help you do that really easily. And we'll showcase some of those later on throughout the live. But I mean, even if it's like sitting down at the kitchen table and writing down with a piece of paper the types of audiences that you know have worked in the past, going through your recent order history, kind of finding people more on that localized level, that's a really great first start for you to really start planning out that segment for your holiday season. So, you know, even if it's just on a scrap piece of paper and you're just planning it out in your head, that's a really good first step direction for you to start going through, for sure.
For sure. And I think what we're going to do is I'm going to put together a screencast for small business owners that may want a little bit of a step-by-step walkthrough on what a custom audience is, what a lookalike audience is, and how to use those effectively. Because it really is the silver bullet of Facebook. And it works, and it works like a charm. We've shown dozens of examples here about how to do that. Now, the thing is what you could do as well during this time, if you're a small business owner, get someone to get an iPhone, get some natural light, tell the story of your business. Don't just put up an ad. Tell everybody your story. What happened? Yeah. How's it going during COVID? Are you like, how have you managed to adapt and pivot? That one-to-one humanized story, then promote that to both your customers and to those custom audiences where people will want to be in touch with you, because it's going to make a huge difference. It's all storytelling. It's very impactful. And really for the cost of, I mean, $100 boost budget, and a video that you shoot on an iPhone with some simple editing software, Mm-hmm. You have more power of reach than television has in your local community. You're going to reach more people using that video on Facebook than you would be able to if you went to CTV Kitchener. More it's people true. Are on Facebook in Kitchener-Waterloo than will ever watch the news. And you can't get on the news for $100. You can't get on on that station.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot of the times people focus, you know, ads are a really big part of it. No, for sure. And, you know, maybe if it's just, you know, recording a video, like Dan said, post it on your Facebook for your existing customers, focus on your existing customers too. A lot of the times, you know, people are way too focused on getting new customers, getting new leads and everything like that. But, you know, if you're sticking to your current customers as well, posting organically on Facebook, maybe putting like $50 here or there on a boosted post to kind of give it a little bit of a lift too. That can work just as well for you on a localized level and get you in front of those people that would normally cost hundreds of dollars through news media and stuff, right?
Oh, hundreds, thousands.
Yeah.
And this is like literally the perfect time, like you said, to like just get your story out there. People won't care about the deals right now, especially if you're going to be like talking to your existing customers. Tell them why you appreciate them and how like even like the small purchases at the start of COVID has like got you there. It will work for you way better than any kind of just like slapping up like 50% off. Like people will pay attention over that.
For sure. And the point is that if you shot one video once a week and spent $25 per boost to your local geographic area and to your customer list that you've uploaded into Facebook and created a custom audience, you will be able to reach thousands of people and your existing customers will share. Tell the story of how you started your business. Mm-hmm. Tell the story of the commitment you made to your employees and your community because you poured your heart and your soul into building your business and that you're in the community to stay. And ask for the share. Say, share this, please. I help support our local business because you're going to help with local jobs. Do that once a week for 4 weeks and watch what happens. We've done it. Yeah. We've done this kind of thing tons of times and it really, really works. You're going to, what's called warming your audience. They're going to get to know you. And fundamentally, people want to buy from people that they know and people that they like.
Yep. And building relationships with other businesses too can be a really great, you know, relationship building is a really strong strategy as well right now, right? If you're a local business and you've been struggling or you know another business who has been struggling, right? Engage with them on social media, comment on their posts, you know, us too, relate to them, maybe post something and ask other local businesses to share this. So maybe you're not just conveying a message that's relative to you. Maybe you convey a message that's relevant to your total immediate community, right? Stuff like that is really powerful stuff.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, just for people that may not be as familiar, when we say social media ads, we're talking about the ad platform itself.
Yep.
Create these storytelling ads. They're so incredibly powerful. And the ability to reach people in your geographic region is, and specifically people that are your ideal customers. Are your ideal customers new mothers between, you know, well, new mothers with children less than 1 year old? Mm-hmm. Are they baby boomers between, you know, 60 and 70 years old? You can go into intents and interest on Facebook and get incredibly detailed. Therefore, when you run that ad, the person's going to see it. When you boost that video, they're going to want to watch it because they're going to be bringing your personality forward, telling your story, the story of your business. Mm-hmm. And then in a follow-up series of sequences, you can target people that have interacted with your page, and then you can start to make your offers to them. They'll know who you are, and that's super important.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the last points that I'll make on this is just if you're not comfortable with the platform, if the platform is really intimidating to you, there's tons of free resources out there, often supplied by Facebook, other social media ad platforms that can really help you with a step-by-step process on how to get started in really simple terms so that you're not overwhelmed and that you're using the tools that you need to use and you're not diving into anything too advanced. So there's definitely stuff out there for you to get started. Absolutely.
So if you can get your audiences segmented, the other thing I just wanted to talk about, one thing that I would really highly recommend, Matt, maybe you can throw it up, is ActiveCampaign. Okay. Yep. MailChimp's pretty good. I'm not saying MailChimp isn't good. But ActiveCampaign has by far, for a better price, the best automations on the market. ActiveCampaign with Shopify has what's called a deep data integration. All you have to do is literally click a few buttons to get it to work. What that means is that you get every order history from your Shopify store into ActiveCampaign, and you can create these automations. You can create Facebook groups and push them to Facebook. You can do all sorts of really cool things. It takes things to the next level. You can literally automate your entire Black Friday 3-month season, which if you're, you know, a business owner, you're going to be busy during those times anyways, and you don't want to necessarily have to be doing all of this stuff manually. It can all be done in an automated way.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So moving right along, we're going to hit up to October 30th now. Now, you can do this a little bit more quickly than every 10 days for sure. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're going to talk about this. You could actually start this now. Maybe that would be a better idea. Not only optimizing your e-commerce store for mobile, but optimizing your e-commerce store for everything. And let's see, let's throw up some of those themes. Yep. So if you're using Shopify, what I would suggest, and again, not to say that Shopify is the only platform in the world, there's BigCommerce, there's 3dcart, there's all sorts of people out there. But one of the keys with Shopify that you need to really pay attention to and be very wary of is the fact that the app store on Shopify, the Shopify apps, they're great. They're incredible. However, if you're paying $29 a month, $40 a month, $79 a month, $18 a month, $8 a month, all of a sudden, you're going to be paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that might not be something that you're able to do right now with COVID, right? So definitely utilizing some of these themes can help you out with that for sure. I think this one's Shoptimize, but one of my favorites and one that I've been working with recently has been Booster Theme. Mm-hmm. They have some really great tools, features in here to help increase your sales on your website, but you know, also make sure that you're giving customers information that they need and information that helps influence sales. Right?
Yeah. So this is the big thing here is that all of the features that are in here are e-commerce best practices, product upsells, collection cross-selling, social proof and purchase, scarcity, a fast loading site. If you added up all of the features that Booster Theme has, for example, it comes out to well over $250 a month, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think they have one right here.
Yeah. So you make a little bit of an investment now to not have to pay monthly. Right? Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of dollars a year. The other one, direct cart links, that's hugely important. When you're promoting, and this is just another side tip, when you're promoting to your audience, do not send them to the homepage. Ideally, even if you can, you want to get them not only right to the product page, but if you construct your email so that you're featuring the product and featuring the offer, and if you've got a direct link to cart checkout, when they click on that or tap on it from their phone, they go right to the shopping cart with the package in their cart. All they have to do is complete the sale. You're going to win because you're going to get far more sales if you do it that way.
Yep. This is the, I was trying to look for this on their website, but this is the kind of graph that you can just compare, you know, all these different apps for Shopify that you can get individually. It's going to cost you well over a couple thousand dollars a year, right? But with these themes, and we'll maybe showcase some other ones really quickly, you can get all of that for just a one-time fee of under $200, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've used all three of these themes. They're all very capable. I like Booster Theme a lot as well. CXL or Conversion XL, which is a conversion rate optimization learning platform, I guess, an agency. They give them that stamp of approval, which kind of goes a long way as well. But these are all very capable themes. They're all very fast themes. You know, if you saw one that you liked more than the other, I wouldn't say either one is a bad choice, for example.
Yeah.
They're all good. Okay. The other thing is, obviously, and this is a benefit, but be ready because there's going to be hopefully your traffic is going to spike right up because you're paying attention to it. And you're going through and really using October and November to warm those, your audiences, build that community now, enforce that community now. That's going to make a huge difference to you. Okay. Now, during this time as well, one of the things, now moving on, is creating your campaigns and setting up bundles and product offerings. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yep.
And I think that I actually think that this should be done now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Right now you should be trying to organize, you know, what kind of deals you can give people, but also what you can bundle together instead of, like Dan said before, slashing prices. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. So this is something that is very, very important to do. It is creating, if you're going to price slash, you're going to lose. If you slash prices on some products so that you're net negative just to get a sale out of Black Friday, I unless you've got the resources to sustain that hit, I wouldn't suggest you do it. What we do suggest you do are create product bundles with information products. Okay, and I'll give you an example. If you are selling, if you're selling kitchen products, right? Create a cookbook in PDF format, right? Assemble it, put in 100 recipes, okay? Then create a nice ebook cover, offer it as a product upsell with a value of $7.99, right? And you give it for free. The second thing you can do, information products that go alongside with your physical products are incredibly powerful motivational levers for your consumers. You want to get them that. I'll give you an example. We worked with a ketogenic supplement company. And if anybody has ever done, is it OKR chart? Yeah, or OKL, OKR chart. Anyways, it's a special chart used in keto to determine your macro levels based on your age and your weight and all sorts of stuff, right? There's that. And then, oops, we got comments. Oops, there you go, Stacy. Sorry. Yes, the fewer clicks, the more likely users will convert. Sorry. So let me go back to my my analogy or my product story. So it was $199 for US for a 3-day supply, a 30-day supply. So it's not inexpensive, but in the supplement space, it's on par with everything. And what we did was when you purchased the product, you got your OKL, chart. Mm-hmm. We gave you a invitation to a 30-day jumpstart challenge program that was mind, body, wellness. We gave a link to a PDF recipe book that you would download and you'd get keto recipes. And then we did a daily mindfulness tracker. And then we did a 30-day chart that you could print up and put on your fridge. We ended up actually having that laminated with magnets on it later on for very low cost. Well, that bundle we were able to offer effectively, not giving a discount at all on the product, but giving the discount on the information products for those users. So it was a win-win. They saw huge value. They're getting this package of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And how to use this product. And what can I do with this product? And how is it going to work for me? Well, that was one of the most successful campaigns. I think we sold over $320,000 in 3 days.
Wow. That's insane. And, it helps get customers excited about your products, too, when you're giving out this information, right? Because a lot of the times we order something, we're already excited for it, right? But when you supply maybe information that they can get a hold of maybe before the product arrives, or, you know, a guide on how to use a product that comes once the product is, like, delivered to your home, stuff like that can just really excite customers and get them to maybe recommit or, you know, reorder some of those products, right? Because, you know, they're excited to use it. They incorporate it in their lifestyle. They're more eager to maybe like ketogenics, like it's more of a diet, right? So they're more motivated to kind of stay on diet and keep up with that lifestyle, right? So really small things like that are really important.
Totally. The next thing you're going to want to do, and you do this on a piece of paper, map your offers, coupons, contests, and bundles. Those are four keys, right? Uh-huh. Customers love coupons. Oh, sorry, there's actually five. Gift card strategy, very important, uh-huh. Right? Make sure that you have, and Shopify, there's a really good built-in gift card that you can customize, and it sends an email automatically to the recipients. You know, it's something that is highly, highly popular. We've tried it a couple of times. Remember, April and I were looking, this was a couple of months ago. We were trying to find Stacy a gift card somewhere local for businesses that she preferred. And we had a heck of a time. We couldn't find them. A lot of them do not have gift card options, although we know they are Shopify stores. So you can just tell by looking at it. Mm-hmm. That means that those vendors haven't set up their gift card tool set, which means lost opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with like when we're anticipating a slower mail time and we're anticipating also like stores close down physically, like right now would be a perfect time to be like, hey, let me get those gift cards out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And they're quick. That's a good point. Yep. They're quick and they're easy. And they work, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, you're going to want to map those out. Have contests. Have bundles, mm-hmm. product offers, coupons, and then obviously your gift card strategy as well. Yep. Okie dokie.
Awesome.
Where are we at?
Stacy says, yes, I am high maintenance. So, oh my God, Stacy, you are funny.
Well, it's not so much about, I think maybe, I love the shops that you shop at, but maybe next time you're there, say, hey, guys. Get a gift card set up. Get to make the money.
Zero waste.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. So now you've got, okay, so where are we here? We've segmented our contact lists. We know who our high value customers are, repeat customers, customers who have purchased a certain type of product. We've taken those people and we've both loaded them onto Facebook to create audiences. And we've segmented them on our email platform, whether it's the Shopify email platform, ActiveCampaign, or MailChimp. Yep. Now, what we've done is we've started to boost some social media ads, shooting some videos, telling the story of your business and how locally you've been fitting within the community and surviving, warming your audience by letting them get to know you and telling your story. Then what we've done is we've gone and you've optimized your store. You've picked that theme. You've implemented some of the tools. Now, let's talk about some of the tactics as you're optimizing the store, right? There's a few things in terms of tactics that are critically important.
Yep. Which one do you want to start off with? Do you want to do...
we can go in order.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll bring up this guy right here. SMS bump.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's do really good emails first.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Go that
way. Sorry. Quick change.
Oh, all good.
Okay. We're talking a lot about emails. We're talking a lot about messaging. And if you're a business owner, maybe you're not comfortable with copywriting, mm-hmm. right? Guess what? Reallygoodemails.com will give you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the best emails for customer win back. There's some great examples in here. Use it. Use these. Adapt it for your own purpose. Use the copy that they use as well, and you will save yourself a ton of time. Okay. So that's the first thing. So as we're going to start to talk about some of that and the types of emails you're going to want to send. One of the mm-hmm. most important are abandoned cart emails.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Next up, we have. So that's going to give you the ability to find really great content. And if you're not the best writer, there's copy paste, like just do it. If not, mm-hmm. there's no shame in that.
Yep.
Especially if you're a small business, just fighting to get through everything. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next up, I guess we can do SMS.
Let's do SMS bump because then it's a good segue into abandoned cart for sure. So here we go.
Okay. So SMS bump is a platform for SMS marketing and automation. And that's the important part. I wouldn't suggest, so you got to be careful with SMS and messaging marketing, not to be too annoying, right? Yeah. But the customer retention and revenue on autopilot, this is a really good platform for an abandoned cart, if you're just sending out one reminder email, you're kind of missing a huge opportunity. Because in fact, abandoned cart, here you go, it's a really good example. Abandoned cart after 1 hour, abandoned cart after 10 hours, abandoned cart after 1 day. And what we found worked was email, SMS, SMS. Mm-hmm. Right? SMS worked really well, especially if you sweeten the offer on the third one. Right? Mm-hmm. But this is an automation that SMS bump will help you implement simply. The most important thing is you see a 30 to 40% lift in your conversion rate. I mean, that's a huge number because
who wouldn't want that?
Just it. Let's see here. I did have a stat on. Here it is. 77% of shopping carts are abandoned. It's more than three.
Yeah.
And look, people aren't stupid. People know, right? Because Amazon and a lot of big retailers, e-commerce people have taught them that is that if I leave my cart abandoned, I'm going to get an offer at some point. I know I'm going to get that discount that I wanted. That's why they do it. They're doing it on purpose. The problem is if you don't have that abandoned cart, you're going to lose a whole ton of business based on that, right?
Yeah.
So yes, put together an abandoned cart strategy and try to understand why in your checkout process, right? Is your checkout process straightforward? Is it as simple as it could possibly be?
Yeah.
Sometimes people put things in carts just to kind of look at an estimate, right? Like a price, like I'll just add it all up and then I leave, right? But what you really want to do is make sure that if you have a high abandonment rate, you really want to have a close look at your checkout process and see if you can streamline it now rather than before or later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think during the holiday season, you know, everyone's shopping for everyone. Everyone in your family, your cousins, your uncle, and it can get quite hectic, right? And you're online shopping, going through like tens of different stores, you forget stuff in your cart. Use this as like a reminder for customers as well that, you know, you have something sitting in your cart. Maybe it's like you're shopping for your uncle and you forgot that you ordered, that you left something in the cart, right? It's a really good tool to use for that too, right? And people will come back, complete the purchases, and that will be another conversion for you.
Well, here's another, just another side idea, is creating bundles of products for kids, for teens, for mom, for dad, for grandma, for grandpa. Now, for kids, for example, if you're in food, find the plainest types of cheese. My kids would not have a Havarti, a red pepper Havarti. Like that's not happening, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. But if you had, you know, food bundles for picky eaters and you put a bunch of product bundles together and then the picky eaters can get what they want. If it's jewelry, it could be jewelry appropriate for 5 to 10-year-old girls, right? Yeah. Put those together as packages. So when people come to your site, you give them those gift ideas. Like you've put the thought in so that if I can go and find something that's one click, oh yeah, there it is. You know, that's for grandma. She's going to love it. You're going to make the sale. If you force people to try to put together those bundles in their own brain, you're probably going to lose the sale.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. And having kind of said that, our next big tip for your e-commerce, add that chatbot and get it set up.
Yeah, this is something that we keep talking about, and it's just so important. And it's more so in line with the ways that customers are acting these days, right? With their social media, you know, with their messaging apps, people really want that kind of interaction where they can get really quick information without necessarily talking to a human being, or if they're having a really strong issue and they need to get in contact with someone really quickly, instead of sending an email, waiting for the email, you know, that kind of process, it's really daunting for people and they don't want to deal with it, right?
Exactly.
This is a good way to get around that.
Yeah. So April says the abandoned cart strategy gets me every time. I love a further discount on something I was already interested in. It builds it. Yeah, it's 100%. People know that. On the chatbot side, chatbots can be very simple to put together. Question, answer, branching logic. Question, answer, yes, no. Question, answer, yes, no. Actually, April's been working on one for a while. But what you can do is you can say, hey, are you looking for something for a child, right? A teenager, you could actually have the chatbot interacting with your customers to help guide them through the purchase process instead of not just, oh, well, have you got a problem, but be proactive and give them shopping ideas. And let people interact with that chatbot. It is really not technically difficult to do it. This is Mobile Monkey.
Yep,
that's one chatbot that exists out there. There's a minor, I don't know why they don't have an app yet to install it, but there's a little bit of code you need to install into the theme, but it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple. I'm sure that there are either lots of freelancers out there that can help or whatever, but you definitely want to consider that chatbot. That chatbot can make all the difference. That chatbot will be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, if someone's shopping at 1 o'clock in the morning and just browsing around, it can close deals for you, it can close sales for you.
It's a powerful 100%. Tool.
Yeah. It's like having a personal like shopping assistant right there. That would be like a perfect idea. Don't even worry about like the help stuff. Think right now. It's like, if I was there trying to guide someone down, how could I get suggestions? Yep.
Now, one point that I want to make too on chatbots, and I mean, I think we talked about this point last week, but making sure that there's a clear distinction that there's not a person, like an actual person behind that chatbot right away, right? And we do this on Honeypot, and let me see if I can bring this up. Yeah. Bbot, right? And we showcased this last week, but I think it's a really good example of how we put together Bbot and how it kind of goes through that process for sure.
Yeah, I've gotten comments that people think Bbot's pretty cute, funny.
Yeah,
you know, we even made a little B that's like R2-D2.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Be very straightforward that it's a bot. Please send us an email. We got to fix that.
Yeah, we got to fix that.
Okay. Well, there you go. Not sure how that happened. That has to be new. Anyways, so now we're moving down. We're moving down the line here in terms of dates and times. So now you've optimized your store. You're getting ready. You've mapped out your offers. You've got some emails queued up. You're ready to kind of launch. Before you launch, plan for common customer experience interactions. Create scripts for yourself. Challenge response guides for customer service if you've got someone helping you. Map all of those things out, because if you do have this map, like, there is such a thing as being too successful. And I'm not going to guarantee anything, but this strategy works. We've done this several times, and we know that this works. So if you implement this, you will see an influx. Now, the question is if you get too much of an influx, you got to be careful. If you're not prepared with those common customer experience interactions, then you could frustrate your customers, and that's the last thing you want.
Especially right now, people are super tense. You have to keep that in mind.
People are struck by financially, you know, they don't want to be Christmas shopping this year, but you know, people are going to be Christmas shopping. And if you can ease up that process for people a lot and keep the stress down, that's going to help you so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Create protocols and standard operating procedures for shipping issues, billing issues, returns, you know, delivery questions, potential delivery delays, right? If you can do a buy online pickup in store, then as you push closer into December, I would start to put a focus on buy online pickup in store as opposed to necessarily relying on a postal service that's probably going to be very heavily taxed at that time of year.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely using strategies like Dan said before about bundling and things, offering information, things that people can access right away once they click that checkout. Right. If someone's waiting for a package and the system is backlogged, at least you're giving them some information that's exclusive to a purchase that they can start accessing right away, so that they feel like once they click that purchase button that they already have a product than waiting for it in the mail. Right.
Yep. Another thing I would suggest that you do, and we're it's almost 5 o'clock on the Friday afternoon of a long weekend, which I've always said is the first of our time that we've picked, because we never get to knock off early on a long weekend.
Yeah.
The other suggestion that I would have for e-commerce retailers is put a countdown timer to your final day of guaranteed shipping. Make it very visible on your site so that people know when they can last place their order to ship. And if you've got a buy online pickup in store, then also give that information and be very clear about the fact that that is an option for you. Okay. Yeah. Buy online pickup in store is super simple for you, because if you do have a local business, I mean, you could go set up a Shopify store. Realistically, if you followed all of their tutorials, you could probably have something set up in a couple of hours. It would be basic, don't get me wrong. But it's a whole heck of a lot better than not having anything there.
Yeah.
And processing an order for pickup.
For sure. Okay. Absolutely. Exactly.
Cool. All right. So once you go to November 27th, you're going to send those offers, obviously, before I really start to push them in that week before Black Friday. And also, I think Black Friday is kind of more of a linear time scale now. It's not really just like one day, because it's Black Friday and Cyber Week, and Amazon's just kind of turned the whole thing into a
one buying spree.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. But Black Friday is the day. It's absolutely still is the day. So once Black Friday's in the books and you've launched your campaigns, you've tested everything and you've fulfilled your orders, now what you want to do is you want to go back and look at those segments again, right? Because although Black Friday is a big starting point and big kickoff, I mean, there's still weeks and weeks and weeks through to Christmas that you can take advantage of this sales season. So right after Black Friday, when you get the biggest influx of information, go back into your store, go back and generate those reports, find those segments, what worked, what didn't, did you grow your VIPs and resales? And then continue that social media process right through up until your shipping deadline date that you're going to have on your site very clear, clearly marked. And then also the buy online pickup in store date. And if you've got any other capability to pick up for a pickup location, take advantage of it. One way to potentially do this buy online pickup at location is potentially if you can partner with someone that's got a store that's willing to work with you, then that's also a great way to create cross-sell bundles together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Restaurants, again, being community-minded, right? If there's a restaurant that's open and they can do a pickup area for you, then that's a really good way to do it if you don't have that retail store. But lots of options. And to be
don't limit yourself to your industry either. I was thinking the other day, I'm like, if you have a clothing store, you know, someone who's in like a health and beauty, you can have packages for him and her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like, get creative with it. You know, your neighbor who's also a business owner doesn't have to necessarily be competition right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, it could be more to your advantage to team up.
Absolutely. And then as you start pushing towards, what did I do here? I didn't even know that this was a thing. I just did. Don't worry about it. Now we are moving towards into December. And into December, you're going to continue that cadence. You're going to continue communicating, continue segmenting, and get it right up to the final days of Christmas. The other one tip I wanted to give you, if you are in a competitive space, obviously, if you're geo-targeting and geo-fencing, and timing your ads, you can find times of the day. Don't just run 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Try to find out the times when you get the most engagement, and then block your times when your boosted content and or your ads are running to make the most of your budget. Okay, that'll help preserve your budget. And when you write your ads copy and your boosted content copy, use the name of the city. You could create several. Hey, Kitchener, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a local business for the last 7 years. Good morning, Waterloo. Good evening, Waterloo, right? How's it going, Cambridge? Those really, really catch people's eyes, because often that you're seeing generic boosted content and generic ads. Be very specific. Use the word local. Use the name of the city. Use a very conversational tone. Talk about the fact that you are a small business and you are, in it for the long haul kind of thing, that will get people's attention, especially if you've got those audiences set up properly.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ooh. Wow. we didn't even get through half of the content we actually have.
There's so much, and I mean, it's really important, but I'm sure during next week's live we'll also bring up some really good holiday stuff for you guys. I mean, today's just like a really small quick timbits, but it goes so much more in depth.
I think it's obviously gonna be a theme.
Yeah, it needs to be for sure, because I know a lot of businesses are going to be struggling throughout the next couple of weeks trying to get sales in and stuff like that for the holidays. This is, for a lot of people, this is make it or break it season, right? So definitely wanting to make sure that everyone's starting off with a strong foot with Black Friday, as well as going into, you know, Christmas, closer to Christmas, you know, Boxing Day, everything. So
absolutely. So what are you all doing for no visits? I know some people are we're not doing family visits
because we
have old ones. So
yeah, we had our Thanksgiving last weekend. Just gonna post family stuff. So we're actually going up this weekend to go see my grandparents to have a kind of little Thanksgiving just with them. So it'll be a really, really small thing just so that they get their fill of turkey. But you know me, I got the, I usually do the Trans-Canada trip around Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? That's so it's going to be small this year for sure.
How about you, Miguel? What do you have going on?
No, because my family's like 50 people, just like the ones here. So my mom gets to go with that, but my sister's making dinner, so I'm going to go spend it with her and my nieces and nephews.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Good. Oh, nice. Good. Right on. I am going to be cooking a bird for a good part of the day Sunday, like I have for several years. I was at Dutchie's.
Ooh.
Go Dutchie's. If you're not familiar with Dutchie's in Waterloo region, there's one just off Victoria, and there's one up on Iron Needles as well. Yep. They have organic turkeys, which are...
Oh, man.
If you buy their organic turkeys, and I don't know if you still can, seem like you still could, there's no tryptophan. Like, you do not get that leggy feeling at all.
Like, it probably tastes like a different bird.
It's a really, really, really good bird.
Yeah.
It's really good. So I'm doing all the fixins. Nice. And I actually was able to get a 15-pound turkey instead of a...
Holy jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I ordered a 20-pounder, so... we have a big family, so when the family comes over, there's lots of people, but...
Yep.
I was like, oh no. Yep. I ordered it, but they were flexible enough. So yeah, go check out Dutchie's if you can. All right, everybody. It's also supposed to be really nice here in Southern Ontario for one. Who knows? It'll be nice again. I'm not the right guy to talk to about fall and winter coming because I'm a total summer person. it's just like everything is black to me. Like it's darkness.
Yeah.
You know? But it is supposed to be. It is supposed to be an awesome weekend, so have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you get a chance to connect with your loved ones somehow, and we will see you next week for episode 152 of Live at the Hive, Digital Marketing from the Trenches.
See you guys.
Nice radio voice.